This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. You know, how about my website, therealside.com? You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's all kinds of stuff you can do up there, and I will and do appreciate the time that you spend with me up there, and I guess responding to the tweets and the texts and all that other fun stuff. Yeah, and I got to tell you something. I mean, this is nuts. It really is. This stuff is just crazy. Some of these stories that you people have been sending, that we've been talking about, that we've been doing, it just goes through me like a red hot knife when I see this stuff. Because I don't get how we're buying into these things. I don't get how we're not pushing back, screaming at. I don't even know how to phrase this, and I don't think I'm really bad at this kind of thing. But I don't even know how to phrase this. This is so out of control in so many ways. And the only way is when you guys decide to actually get off your butts. Yeah, you heard me, you guys. All of yous. Hey, I'm here doing it now. You know I'm at it. But until you actually get off your butts and do this, nothing changes. We win nothing. So, I usually don't do this. I don't start in one and then carry it over at the top of the hour. I usually change it. But I don't want to let this one go. Brown University, their student body president, hand-delivered menstrual products to all bathrooms on campus, including men's rooms. Now, Viet Nguyen is the president of the Undergraduate Council of Students. He announced the initiative in a campus-wide email on Tuesday. Pretty proud of himself, too. He said that he wants to communicate the message that not all people who menstruate are women. Yeah, come on. I need to say that again because some of you went, oh, okay, whatever. Not all people who menstruate are women. Now, in case you're just tuning in, it's the first time you're listening to the show with this story. And I know that the gender-neutral people, the gender-fluid people, the trans people, they all get crazy with this. Here's the deal, though. Men don't bleed every month. Okay? I mean, just science class is now going to have to be changed, right? Biology class is going to have to be changed. Men don't bleed every month. I'm sorry. Some of you may find it gross. This is your story. Your tax dollars are going into these colleges to teach this crap. Right? I mean, it's really simple. Like I said last time, put them in the women's room. For that one time, there is no, what do they call it when you identify with your cisgen? Right? There's no cisgen in the men's room that's applying a tampon. Seriously. Unless he's got really bad diarrhea and he's figured out how to use it that way. But there is none. Absolutely none. No way. Okay? I'm not trying to be vulgar here, but this needs to be as sickening to you as the story is. These young people should be in their law degree classes. They should be in their doctor. They should be in their classes learning about their soon-to-be profession, I hope. Not trying to figure out how to have more transgenders in a men's room that are comfortable using a tampon. There's been a lot of controversy, no, really, about why pads and tampons are a necessity, not a luxury, but not a lot of action. We wanted to take it into our own hands, the Guardian explains in an email, observing that low-income students struggle with having the necessary funding for food, let alone tampons. So, here's something. I got something for you, Mr. Nguyen. I'll make it easy for you, all right? First of all, there shouldn't be any conversation or controversy around this, all right? It started with you by going to the men's room to do it. So let's start off there. Number two, is if your statement is true and correct and real, then find the low-income students that are struggling with food and buy them food. Give them money for good food. Give them gift cards for food, okay? Think of what you do there. Come on, think this. Let's work together here. So you take the struggle away from them deciding between food and tampons. And the ones who actually need the tampons can actually go buy them. They'll have the extra money to do it. Problem solved. And guess what? I don't even have a degree. And I'm not going to school for a degree. By putting menstruation products in a women's, men's, and gender-inclusive bathrooms, Nguyen aims to set the tone of trans-inclusivity and not to forget that they are an important part of the population, but is under no illusion that the effort will be universally popular. Because your premise is bogus. That's really the point. Your premise is bogus. You keep trying to force these things down people's throats like it's going to make them a change and do it the right way. It's not. It never worked. It never will. And what, are you having a big problem with transgender people being beat up on campus? Because I'm looking at your paper. I don't see it. Are they really being that oppressed or depressed or whatever on campus? I don't see it. Nguyen told the local news source that menstrual products will be available in approximately 30 to 40 bathrooms across campus, especially for the 2016-17 school year, and he wants us to know that university funds were not used for this. Donations were used for this. Now, he did go on to say, why aren't these products treated like everything else, you know, like toilet paper? I'll give you that. I can deal with that. You want to put them in the women's room because maybe the girl didn't have enough money for one or forgot them or, you know, whatever. It happens. I got it. I have daughters. I know about the craziness that happens. Now, the beauty behind this, because we're done here in a second. Brian Clark, he's the director of news and editorial development, praised the student for this. Thought it was a tremendous initiative. So what we'll have now is tampons and pads in every bathroom and lower socioeconomic families starving to death on campus. Isn't that great? Okay, I'm Joe Mastin, your host. Guess who's up next? That's right, our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, will join us. We'll be back in a few minutes after I go puke.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with us. I do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, listen, you know, get involved in the conversation. Hop up on the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take a poll. Or, if you're a Facebook aficionado, head over to Facebook. We're live on Facebook. A lot happening there. And I just want to get to my next guest. I have so much fun with him when he's on with me. And the laughs will never stop, I guarantee it. I am Joe, senior host. Who joins me now? Right, Corey Duncan does. He's our we lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore. Hey, Corey, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me.
Always a pleasure to be on the show. And how about those Cowboys?
I'm more interested in the guy on the 49ers, you know, the one that's been oppressed by making $16 million a year. I'd like to be oppressed. I know people beat this to death, but I really, you know, if anybody out there wants to oppress me at about $8 million a year, I'll do it for half the price. I'm cheap.
Well, generally punks they can throw footballs and stand back and throw rocks and live in glass houses. That's how they are. But you know, that's the liberal side. Well, he needs to come out and tell everyone that he's doing this because he's marrying a Muslim woman. How about that? Yeah, exactly. You know, tell a little story.
Somebody sent me that picture, and, you know, again, I'm not, you know my personality, you know what I'm like, and I'm looking at that picture, I'm thinking, okay, she is a good-looking young lady, right? I mean, right? I'm sure you will appreciate that. And I'm looking at her, and I'm thinking, but she doesn't look like a Muslim.
Right.
And I don't mean that to say Muslim women are ugly. I don't mean that by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, no.
Nothing's covered.
Right.
Right.
And you know what that is? That's one that doesn't. Now, see, you have, I mean, because I work with a lot of them, and what they do is they some of them are westernized, and some of them are just, some of them play the role or whatever. But, you know, as my mother would always say, you can't serve two gods. And you know, so my thing with it is you can't say that you pray six times a day, but yet you know, you're not going to, you know. If you're going to do something, do it all the way. Don't be a hypocrite about it.
No, I agree with you. Hey, did you see what your president did today? I mean, again, here's the leader of the free world. He's the guy that should be talking about how great our country is. I realize we have some negative things that have happened in the past, but you know what? Get over yourself. And here he is out in another country talking about how lazy we Americans is. I mean, is this for real? Did I misunderstand? Did I miss something here?
Well, first of all, I would appreciate it if we're going to remain friends. Please do not say that's my president, because when you said that, I instantly got a rash somewhere. Don't do that. Second of all, on my hand pause. But anyway, getting back to the story at hand, you know, he's been doing this for how long? Trash. Every time he gets overseas and gets another country, he trashes the United States of America. That's why I cannot understand how anyone can sit and even vote for Hillary or even have anything to say. You know, I saw some black liberals come up with this page talking about, we'll miss you. Or they have it up on Facebook. And I'm like, miss what? What was the president that apologizes for everything and starts race riots or whatever like that? And I mean, in some circles this week, you know, it's been bounced around about his homosexuality back in Chicago or whatever. You know, it's going to come out sooner or later. It's going to come out. I mean, I hate, and to the liberals that's listening to your show, do your research about this man before you start saying, well, he's just saying it because that's what Joe wants him to say. No. Gordon does his own research. Joe does not pay me. You know, I got that email again this week. Joe does not pay me. I am a real person. If you come to my Facebook page, you will see, or my Twitter page, you will see that I'm an actual black man. I'm not from Kenya.
Oh, my God. You're black?
my name wasn't Barry Satoru before I changed it to Corey Duncan. You know, it's unreal.
Oh, God. No, and I get that. I get that about other things that go. But, here, you know, I don't tell anybody what to say. I bring people on. The guests will tell you, not, you know, they'll say to me, what's taboo? I go, nothing. I don't care what you say. As long as you're not nasty about it, I really don't care what you say. And, yeah, you're right. You're my token black guy. I mean, and I get those, too. That, you know, because I'm such a hater, I'm such a bigot, I'm such a racist. I mean, my God. Don't lie to me now. Did you go check out that piece I told you to check out with those boneheads who were tearing me apart for being a racist? And I was using your words. I was using, right?
Right, yeah, I did check that out. But, you know, my thing with this, I got some free time coming up in the next 2 months leading towards the end of the year. And I'm going to get on board. And I got a couple little things I got in store. I'm going to talk to you off air about. But before the elections, I'm going to blow all these liberals, that these ones that spit falling, and as Rush Limbaugh called, the drive-by ones that drive by and run off into the zone, the ones that sneak into into the real side with Joe Mussina sneaks into the chat room, says something like, we know who did a couple months ago or a couple weeks ago. And then when we went express how we felt and the rebuttal, the person ran out of the chat room. Hey, you want some real talk? Come to the chat room. I'm there until he goes off, and I'll be there again tonight. So if any of you liberals want to come on. Joe does not pay me, and I'll take all of you on one by one as I always do.
If you get a check with my name on it, it's a forgery. I'm too cheap. I'm telling you, I'm one of the cheapest people you know, seriously.
If anything, I'm paying Joe. How about that? Now we're going to turn the tables.
Oh, God. So again, I want to go back to the president. I'll put it that way. You said you talked to a couple of Secret Service agents this week. You know, I hadn't looked it up because I'm tired of chasing all this stuff, but I had heard he had blatantly said that if Trump wins, he's not leaving office. I mean, what's he going to do? Is he going to claim a state of emergency because Trump won?
Well, see, here's the story. Here's the thing. When you have a narcissist that's in office and he doesn't have any respect for the Constitution, this is why I don't understand why this man is even in office. Because he swore oath, he took the oath, and he swore on a Bible that's what tells me he's a compulsive liar on top of being a homosexual. My thing of it is this. I sat around with a couple friends, I'm not going to say they're from the Treasury Department, and a lot of us get to talk to each other. I'm not going to say in what circle, but we had a combined meeting today. And he said, hey, Duncan, we saw on your page that the president said that he was gonna, he gave an interview to somebody and they asked him the question. I don't know, was Matt Lowry, you know, gave him a softball question. He said, no, if Trump wins, I'm not gonna leave office. Well,
We gotta go for a break. You can deal with that inside the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. Corey Duncan joins me. There is no filter. Come on back. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on realside.com and find it there as well.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
I'm gonna get a disco ball one of these days. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I do appreciate the time that you get involved in the conversation. If you're a Facebook person, head up to Facebook. We are live on Facebook. There's a whole bunch of people there talking about the first segment. If you can go back and get the first segment, you're going to love it. Bill Clinton is a role model. I mean, I couldn't let that one go. I could talk about that for 5 hours. I'm not going to do it, but I could. Anyway, let's get to my guest. I always have a good time when he's on the air with me. Our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins us as he does every week to discuss some of the things going on in the East Coast and in that community over there. And, Corey, thanks again for being with me today.
Come on.
Hey, any insight? Do we have any changes going on? Because I know it's not sexy anymore because there aren't police up for trial anymore. Anything going on there we should know about?
Well, no, actually, everything they filed for the exception of the murder rate. The murder rate is exactly where it's climbing.
I'm losing you. You got to get up on the mic.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Perfect.
There we go. Yeah. No, nothing but the usual, the murder rate is high as usual, but, a lot of them, the officials are hiding. Because, I mean, there's nothing they can come out about. They're too busy trying, hoping and praying that Donald Trump doesn't get in office. That's what a lot of them are hiding and hoping for.
Yeah, but Corey, you know, the sad part about a lot of this, we'll start off with your local officials first. If there was an election on Friday, they'd all win again, wouldn't they?
It all depends. I don't think certain parts of the state of Maryland that would go Democrat or liberal like that. Baltimore City is going to be like that because, you know, it's a regular follow the sheep to the slaughter thing. So that's why that is. But, you know, a lot of people are starting to wake up. And like I said before, on your show that, you know, a lot, you know, when these debates start coming, and, you know, hopefully that, you know, Homeland Security doesn't try to rig the election, because, you know, them and the UN are supposed to be taking over so they can stop the Russians. I mean, the biggest joke of all time, that the Russians want to sabotage the election. Why would they want to sabotage the election? Now I guess you're going to tell me that Donald Trump is a communist sympathizer. Really? I haven't heard Donald Trump sound like Barack Obama. Barack Obama is the one that set up and read all these socialist books. So if anybody's going to be the communist, they need to be worried about rigging the election. It should be Obama and the Justice Department and Hillary Clinton, Murder Incorporated.
Yeah, I love this, how they, some of the stuff that they've been doing, you know, when it comes to what Obama has done on the internet, when Obama is doing there and off, people are just overlooking. It's not a big deal. It's a, one of the, I'm getting two thoughts confused here, because one of the things I wanted to hit you on was, when you look at what's going on with Hillary Clinton, and I'm sorry, but you know this is true, you and I have talked about this, the black community is looking at her. And I hear leaders in the black community talking about how Trump wouldn't be good for them, yet they can't answer one thing that she's done for the black community. They can't answer one thing that either one of them have done for the black community, but yet they're supporting her. I don't get this. Help me understand this.
Well, what I'll do is I'll try to explain it the best way I can. Somewhere, somebody has whatever marijuana that they're growing and these people are smoking must be the bomb. Because I can't not understand. I ask the same question. I ask it all the time. And you know, you ask them the question and it's like they just draw a blank. They're just like, well, he's racist. I say, okay, so what has he done racist? I said, no answer. I want you to tell me what it is that he's racist about, not what you heard Matt Lowery say, or one of these operatives of the Central Intelligence Agency, or the Democrat National Committee that they pose as people. I surely hope and pray that Donald Trump first says, okay, before this debate, I want everyone to know that these gentlemen, Matt Lowery was, he's on her committee for international, I forgot what it is, or whatever, but he's on one of her committees. And I'm like, how does this man, how do you put him on here to ask or say that he's going to be one of the people that's going to interview them or whatever? I don't understand. This is the stupidest. No, excuse me. It's not stupidest. It's stupid. It's bizarre how they allow this guilt. Now, if Trump did this and had all conservatives, I do not understand. But to answer your question about that, I can't answer it. Every time I ask him to tell me what it is or whatever about her, but what it is this. D and Aura beside the name. And that's why you see what you see. Cause that's what they're going off of. D and R. They don't go by nothing about their past or what they've done in the community. It's D and R. That's what it's about. Yeah. If you take that D and R away, we could get somewhere.
I don't disagree with you. I don't know why people can't sit, look, and really see and really understand. Okay, that the Democrats have done nothing but keep them in cages, keep them enslaved, keep them down for all these years, and then they still keep voting for them. Are some of the people you've spoken to, are they afraid of the Republicans? Are they just petrified?
It's like if a person was aware, you know, a lot of people say to me, they were like, man, you're really brave to wear a Trump shirt around. But what I said, why? I said, look, one thing you have to understand about life is this. Everyone's not going to agree with everything that everyone says. And if I agree with something, and you know, I always teach my kids the same thing. If you believe in something and it's true and you believe it in your heart, go for it. go for it. If you believe it in your gut, in your heart, that you're making the right decision, go for it. Don't worry about what anyone else has to say, because my thing is, you have to be a leader and not a follower. I said, what we see in a black neighborhood is just following. Following people, these pastors, these pimps, these pulpit pimps that claim that they're leaders of the neighborhood or the community, and really they're nothing but a bunch of race hustlers and enslaving the community, and they just worry about whether I'm coming to your church or whatever. But they need to, you know, I always tell my children the same thing. Don't be no follower. Go off of what you want to do. You don't worry about what anyone has to say, because no matter if you even follow them, they're going to still have something to say about you. So be yourself.
Did you? Now, I'm going to get comments for this, too, and I'm going to say it anyhow. Did you see Trump at the church?
Yes.
Okay. And you know, the church that we went to years and years ago, before we moved up to where we're at, was predominantly black. And one of the things coming out of the Catholic Church, and don't get crazy on you Catholics, I loved my Catholic upbringing, but coming out of the Catholic Church, a very different form of worship, if you would, going into a church that's predominantly black. So when I tuned in and I saw Trump at the church, and I saw worship service before I saw him, honest to God, Corey, I went, oh my God, he is so screwed, because he is not used to this.
And I mean, my favorite is people don't need to read too much into that, because, you know, when I read into it.
No, but I was just having fun with it, saying.
I had some people say to me, you know, this or that, this, but I said, you know, I was telling them the same thing. Don't read too much into that. You gotta remember, it's election season. He's going from here to here, the day to day, and stuff. And my thing is, what's wrong with him going to church? If he went to holiness, there's nothing wrong when Hillary goes there and recites cliches from civil rights people and this and that. You know, and my thing is, my only problem that I had was that, okay, If I'm ahead of his election, ahead of his campaign manager or whatever, I don't want him to go somewhere and, you know, I noticed one thing about him, he toned it down from saying dumb stuff or doing this or doing that. Because my main focus, when I saw him there, I just put my head down and said, God, I hope he doesn't do anything. Because they're going to have a field day with this.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was commenting more on the fact I thought it was kind of funny. I think he should go to, yeah, there's nothing negative there for me. So, anyway, I just thought that was kind of funny. So,
yeah, it was interesting.
Do you think they all do it? They all quote unquote pander, but do you believe? Yeah, let's do this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. I'm going to ask Corey the question of the hour. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate I just got to bring him on because I have so much fun with him. Corey Duncan joins us. We lovingly refer to him as our Mad Black Band from Baltimore. Always have a good time with him. He keeps us up on what's going on. Look, frankly, he's got a pulse on the black community. Me, apparently, if you read people that comment on my pieces, the black community won't come near me. You know what I'm saying? So, Corey, thanks for being with me tonight.
Always a pleasure. Your check is in the mail, because you know I pay you. You don't pay me.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Somebody's got to pay me for something
and
around here.
And the thing, NAACP is on the top of the check. check. So there it is.
You know, I got, you know, talking about pay and all that stuff. There were some people complaining there were too many commercials in the chat room. Hey, feel free. Here's how it works. You know, I believe in capitalism. This show believes in capitalism. I have to pay for the show to be on the air. We somebody has to pay for all this beautiful equipment and everything else. Here's how it works. If you want to send a check to Joe at the Real Side, more than happy to take it. I can cut commercials out at that point. We could do a whole hour of talk if somebody else will pay for it. Anyhow.
Hey, you mean I can buy a whole? You mean I can buy a whole block of time?
You can. You can buy as much as you want if the check clears. There you go.
I got a couple grand laying around. Let me go see what I can do.
Oh God! Hey, so what we started, the road we started to go down, and but I want to talk to you about it was because you know I love watching all these people write about how Trump feels about black people. Was he pandering to the black church? I guess they all do. But anything to get him in church, that helps. So if lightning strikes, you know he's not the man. But does he? You really think? Come on, in your heart of hearts, do you really think Trump really cares about the plight of the black people?
I think what it is that he understands that. See, the thing people need to understand is that Barack Obama got elected based upon the white people and the donations and things that he got from other countries. He didn't get the black vote. He really didn't get it. Was the white vote that he got. The black vote that he didn't really get. So my thing of it is that Donald Trump is trying. I mean, I don't think. I just don't want to see him overdue trying to appeal to the black voter or whatever. Let the black voter come to you. Just like in church. You put it out there, say this is what the God says to do and not to do, and it's up to you to want to either come to the church or come to learn the Lord or whatever like that. And that's how it should be. If I'm Donald Trump, I would not go out of my way to do all this. He got invited to come to that church, and it wasn't that he did that. He said, "Well, I want to come there and try to let see people see me in the black society." Of the no. He came because he was invited. But the thing of it is that the fact that if he keeps playing the role that he's playing, that's good. That's, hey, if they want to vote for you, vote for you. But my thing of it is, don't do that. Deal, wait, get ready for these debates and get down to about her and these emails and about her health, because we really need to focus on a lot of that, because, you know, a lot of people laugh and joke about it, but she's not healthy. And you can look at it and tell it. But the thing of it is, he needs to stick to the topics and stick to what he's going to do the first 100 days. And as I said on your show, and a lot of people and have been preaching this from day one, you'll find out what kind of president you have the first 100 days. And my thing of it is, the first thing he should do on day one is to thaw everyone and start over from scratch.
Well, that was easy. Hey, what does the black community think? With the refugees coming to this country, what's going on with the money going out for the refugees? You know, here's people that are being trained to take jobs and that kind of stuff. Are you hearing them? Are any of them at least complaining about the fact that, hey, there's more jobs that are leaving for us? There's more jobs that we're not going to be able to do.
Well, see, the thing of it is that, you know, first you had the Mexicans and the people that are Salvadorans and the people from South America up here and coming through Mexico to come in the country, and they're taking over. And then now they're pumping the Syrians in. So my thing of it is when does the black voter or when does the liberal that live in these communities that look like Beirut or whatever like that? And then, you know, it's like what he said about having the Syrians. I mean, Joe Biden, you know, smoking the same stuff. He wants the Syrians to come into Detroit and rebuild the city. How can you ask a refugee to come into a why you can't get the people that live there, which is totally 90% African American, with exception of the rural areas or some of the Syrian ghettos or Muslim ghettos that they live in Detroit. You know, my thing of it is, why do we keep playing this game of wanting to bring everyone into this country? I'm sick and tired of this. We need to get back to making America great again. We need to get back to making America the priority instead of bringing in the UN. I mean, that's the most silliest thing I ever heard. The Homeland Security and the UN are going to run the elections because of Russia. I mean, when I heard that, I almost fell out of my chair in the office. Are you serious? I mean, have we all gone completely bonkers?
Yeah, well, you know what? I've been a proponent, or I shouldn't say, I've not been an advocate of online voting, machine voting, that kind of stuff, because I was in computers for 20 years. I know what people could do. We've done stories on the show where contractors, where people were actually hired to jerk around, you know, with the what do you call it there? With the machines. And then they actually showed one in action and how it works. I'm sitting here saying to myself, why would I want to perpetuate that? Why would I want to keep that going? And
I know they got a group of people now. They got a group of people that's out here, and they're trying to make sure that they, you know, I know a conservative group that's out here trying to make sure in their district that they're going to have conservatives. That's going to be the election people that's going to be there to make sure that this is a fair election. because you know, if it's the liberals, you know that, you know, you go in, they don't check your ID or nothing. So you can come in, and there's been in some cases where people have voted three times. So my thing is for Barack Obama to sit up and say, well, there's not going to be any injustice or whatever like that. Whatever. I mean, come on, man. Really, how far does your nose have to grow? The TV screen is not that long.
You know, they had, I can't remember what state it was in, and I'm sure the producer will tell me, but they had some states, or state in particular, where one of the precincts, 108% of the people came out to vote, which is, I mean, you get 80% of the people come out to vote. I mean, that's an act of God to pull that one off. And then we had another one, I think it was North Carolina or South Carolina, where we actually had people, there was a dozen people that were over 110 that voted. There was a half dozen people over 125. I think it was three or four people over 150 and two people over 165. And I'm thinking to myself, we need to move there, man. I mean, whatever's in that soil, whatever's in the water, right? That's golden stuff, isn't it?
But these people.
And wait a minute. Hey, Corey, every one of them voted Dem.
Right, exactly. That's like me cheating off of your paper in school, and every answer you got, I have the same thing. I mean, you would have to be. Oh God, I don't know the way to get a paleontologist to clear some of these fossils. Really.
Oh yeah, I don't know how to reach them. I know that whenever and as you saw in that piece, whenever I reach out to the black community or others, what's really funny is it's always white people that are on my case for something I say about the black community or any, you know, Hispanic community or what have you. It's never a Hispanic. It's never a black guy.
Because they're made, because that's what's been pushed in their head for 8 years. Is it's your fault that we're this way, and you're not supposed to be proud of being white or you have privileges or whatever. So now all white people feel as though, you know, we owe y'all something. You don't owe them black. You don't owe the black liberals. I was getting ready to say something else.
You don't owe
them anything. Like I said before, get off your rear end and go get a job and make it happen. That's what you do. You don't be mid-40s living with your mama or whatever like this, or complaining about, well, Joe has a show and this and that. You can get the same thing that Joe did if you take and apply yourself. That's all you have to do. Instead of sitting up whining about Whitey all the time. I love Whitey. You know what? I love you so much, Joe. I'm going to pay for a block and on your show.
the three grand
is on his way.
Yeah, don't get them. Hey, look, somebody will believe that and start writing about how people are paying me to be on the show. That'll be hilarious. You know, no, these guests don't pay. So, hey, Corey, again, tell people how they can find you. You know, find more about your writing and your commentary.
Not a problem. You can reach me on Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook or Corey Duncan on Twitter, and see my friends there'll be the great one, the charismatic one, will have his show, and I'm going to have Joe on every week and a whole bunch of other guests. But get ready, because the lightning bolt is coming.
Well, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Look at, and in that, don't go far, because you know the crazy stories we did the first 2 hours? They ain't the only ones out there. Muslims have gone out of their minds in one school district because of the music being played at school. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. You've been listening to The Real Side.